This interview was conducted at the Sustainable Living Fair in Fort Collins, Colorado, September 20th, 2008. Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast series. We're here with Sean Lafferty of Blue Sun Biodiesel, one of the pioneer biodiesel companies in the Rocky Mountain region. As I understand it, you manufacture and find retailers for biodiesel.
Yeah, we're a vertically integrated biodiesel company. We started 7 years ago with a focus on a very market-driven strategy. So we created our own specifications for B100 biodiesel and our own specifications for B20 biodiesel, and signed up exclusive authorized distributors under contract to handle our fuel down through retail into private and public fleets. And on the other end of the spectrum, we focused on feedstock, which is the most important component of biodiesel in terms of price and quality. So we started our own research into high oil content oil seeds that could grow in the high plains in rotation with winter wheat, and which is a predominant agricultural crop in the high plains.
It sounds like by vertically integrating in this manner and dealing directly with growers, you might be bypassing some of this controversy about biofuels becoming a situation that takes food off of people's tables. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's partially correct, and we also focused on crops that were incremental to an existing rotation and actually beneficial. One of the problems with, you know, the commodity markets and governments, you know, kind of subsidizing certain crops and not others, is that farmers grow the same thing year after year after year. And in the high plains, really one of their only options is wheat that'll grow in the rainfall and the climate that we have. So they monocrop wheat a lot in the high plains, and that monocropping over the last, you know, several decades has caused, you know, lower wheat quality, lower yields, and the use of more chemicals to get the same production out of that crop. So, and it's wheat's a grass. The oil seeds that we're developing are all broadleafs, so putting that into the rotation actually helps them get an incremental crop, because you can put it in during the fallow season of the wheat cycle, and it increases their wheat productivity in terms of yield and nutrients and moisture utilization, because our roots go deeper, which help break the hard pan layer that's created from monocropping wheat. And our oil seeds produce twice as much oil content as soybeans. We have about 40% oil content compared to soybeans, which have about 20%. And so there's a lot of benefits to just taking that step back and saying, well, what would be more efficient than what we're doing today? And high oil content oil seeds was a great application to focusing on that efficiency here in the high plains of the United States.
So to a great degree, you're recovering some productivity for the land, and you're actually enhancing food production with what you do. That's pretty neat. I like that kind of thing.
Exactly. And 60% of the seed still goes into feeding livestock.
Good deal. Now, I'd like to switch focus a little bit. If somebody wanted to run on B100, would they have to make special modifications to their vehicles?
B100, depending on the feedstock, it's, you know, one of the key things to remember about biodiesel is it's not like ethanol, in that you can make ethanol from corn or sugar beets or wheat or, you know, switchgrass, and you get the exact same chemical ethanol out. With biodiesel, the properties of your feedstock determine the properties of the biodiesel. So if you have a coconut oil or a palm oil that is highly saturated and solid at room temperature, and make that into biodiesel, which you can do and meet ASTM specifications to do that, but that biodiesel is going to have a lot worse cold flow properties than a feedstock like soy or canola or rapeseed oil that are less saturated. So feedstock is a key to have cloud points around 20 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you're going to operate the vehicle below those temperatures, you need to mix in some diesel to lower that those cold flow properties. What we sell in the wintertime and found to work in every single climate and all conditions is 20% biodiesel, our Blue Sun B20, and or Fusion, and we're servicing that to all of the major municipalities in the Front Range, and have been servicing the Aspen ski resorts for the last 5 years. Aspen ski resorts, which have above ground tanks at 12,000 feet that are above ground, and so if you can't make that fuel work in the snowcats and in their snow removal equipment year round, then they're really out of luck because you can't even get to these tanks after the snow starts falling. So they run throughout the winter, and we've encountered temperatures of negative 30 degrees on at Aspen Mountain, and had very good luck running our fuel for the last 4 years.
That's good to know, but it sounds like you do have to have more of a relationship with your customer as a fuel supplier than, say, somebody who just shoves out gasoline or conventional diesel.
True, yeah. If you run B100 in the wintertime, you really have to know what you're doing, and you know, if you don't heat the fuel, you're going to have gelling problems no matter what feedstock you use, if you're running here in like Colorado.
Thank you. I think that helps give people an idea of how alternative and advanced fuels can really work. And of course, having relationships with people who have fleets is a very important thing, because so much fuel is burned up in fleets. So thank you very much for your time. Do you have a website or 800 number for people to get further reference?
Sure. Yeah, our website is www.gobluesun.com. So that's GOBLUESUN.com.
Thank you very much, and I wish you great success in this business.
Thank you.